Welcome back to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. If you've ever wondered what it takes to create a keynote speech or a training program, this is your episode. Today, Nick plays the interviewer, exploring my creative and strategic process when I create new things to offer my clients. He's so good at this that he makes me look at what I do for a living through different eyes. Check it out. I got, not fired by a client, but I got not hired again by a client, and it kind of upset me. And the weird part is I was probably going to say no if they asked me to do it again, but the Themed Entertainment Association.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Anaheim last year, and I kicked butt. I mean, I did some really good work.
Was that the one with
them.
Mark?
With
Collins?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was, yes. And it was a fun gig, and they had me, you know, block my calendar for next year. And so I'm like, okay, I'm blocking my calendar. But as the year's progressing, I'm like, I don't know that I want to do stadium shows anymore. I don't know that I want to.
And it's back in Anaheim again?
Or? It's going to be in Hollywood this time.
Yeah.
But it's still in California.
Yeah. So big
and
commitment.
Then they reached out and said, hey, we decided to go a different route. So we're not going to need your services next year. And I was just like, it wasn't that I wanted to do it, but I wanted to be wanted. So I realized that it was my ego was going, oh, I mean, I had fun doing it, but I didn't. It was a stressful event.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. I'm really taking a look at the next few years, how far out I want to go. I've got a crazy next year. I mean, I've got the biggest book of business I've ever had going into another year right now for the next year. And it's all in January and February. So it's, you know, I'm going to be really hitting it hard in January in particular.
So somebody approached me recently, or I was talking to somebody recently. They were in the ad agency world and they're tired of it, like just done. And one of the things they mentioned was like wanting to do the stuff that you see at the Disney Institute, like the facilitation, getting people riled up, the stuff that you do.
Yeah.
So how would you or like... what would you do or what advice would you give to somebody who wants to get into that? Because how do you find the job that helps you sort of start there?
That's the tough part. I mean, I would probably, if you're looking for a job that's going to prepare you for it, it would probably be something in organizational development. OD, part of human resources typically, because they have a lot of trainers. And it really is, it's about what I do is training and facilitating and teaching. And so putting yourself in any of those environments is going to help. But the facilitation side, I mean, there's some really good facilitation courses. Zenger Miller used to do a course that was fantastic to give you the foundations of facilitation. They start super rigid so that you get that right habits built. But this weighs in. But it's tough to build the momentum if you want to do your own thing. You know, that just takes time to build a client list.
Yeah.
You know, because the first 5 years of my business was not particularly successful. I mean, I was running a business. I was earning enough to survive, but I wouldn't call my business successful. Then one big client, then a year of working with them, and everything kind of found its space.
What about the coming up with your content? I know it's been modified and evolved and honed over the years.
Oh, yeah.
So your presentations and stuff. Like, did you start out thinking I need to have, you know, three or four signature type of talks to give?
Yeah, the first talk I ever created was called Burning the Box. And I created that while I was still working in the corporate world.
Yeah.
And the concept behind it was don't think out of the box, burn the box to the ground and be creative all the time. And that was the first organized something I put together. And it came from me really being interested in creativity and creative problem solving. And so I studied it. I found some really good examples. I found some really good exercises. And I cobbled together something that felt whole. You know, and then from there... And I mean, the last thing that I created, I think was The Power of Words, right? And that was almost a year ago. I need to create some more stuff. But typically I create one or two things a year that I add to my arsenal and can take out there. But only a few of them really stand the test of time that people start asking from over and over again.
Yeah.
One I'm doing this afternoon, actually, Ready for Anything.
Yeah.
That is the single most successful thing I've ever created because... people just keep asking for it because they need it. Everybody needs something to help them deal with change. And so I have that. So yeah, I would say, I always tell people to start with a concept, an idea that you're really interested in. Give it a title and then start filling things in. You can change the title later if you want to, but if you have a title working in your head, it starts to become real. And then find as many cool things as you can that support where you're going. Yeah, I feel like you should be doing more of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think the part that intimidates me, that gets me confused, is all of these new elements. Like when you were creating and you started out, the internet, the social media sphere, all of that stuff didn't exist as much as it does.
Yeah, it was much more limited.
So I've always fought, and I think we've talked about it on here, with this idea that I have to keep this thing. If I come up with a concept, it's precious. And I've got to protect it. Whereas, you know, common practice, I think, today is, okay, you come up with the idea, but then we have to share it everywhere and we have to think of a way to monetize it. And I think I get this analysis paralysis, really, is what it comes down to when it comes to that, is trying to figure that out.
I don't worry about monetizing it. I don't really worry too much about it. My stuff finding its stuff way out there.
Yeah,
because it does. I mean, people shoot pictures of my slides all the time. The whole presentation, I really don't want you to have the whole presentation, but bits of content from my presentations are everywhere. And I like that, because most of the stuff that I'm choosing to talk about are things that make the world a better place. And if that's spreading further out, guess what? Echoes of better things.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way I approach my job, quite frankly. If I teach you how to be ready for anything, like I did the Ready for Anything experience for Advent Health for free. Why? Because there were 120 people in that room who really needed something to lift them up and help them to go do what they were doing. And, you know, so the corporation benefited a little bit. The people benefited more. And that was better for me. It felt good.
Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. Thanks for listening. If this episode connected with you, I'm going to refer to some other advice that Bob has given me over the years when it comes to creating something, especially something that's outside your comfort zone. Just get started. Get a rough draft together. Make yourself the audience and create something you would want to see. Just get started. I'm not going to say that's the majority of the work, but it's quite a bit. And if you want us to take a look at your progress, send it over. Have a great day.